Workbook. Unit 3. Listening. Henry's new coat. Act 2, Scene 2. The salesman drops Henry's coat. Then he looks at the banknote again and again. He cannot believe his eyes.
Well, what seems to be the trouble?
I'm still waiting for my change.
Come, come, give him his change, Todd. Get going. Could it be the one I saw in the papers last week? I think it must be. You're a born fool, Todd, to bring this fine gentleman to this part of our shop. Sorry, Mr. Reed. He'll think we've never dealt with a rich man before. Oh, take off this coat, sir. Why, it's only fit for a man in a circus. Well, don't just stand there. Go and get some others, Todd. Right away, Mr. Reed. Allow me, sir. This way, sir. Look at this coat. This is perfect. It was made for a king, but he'll just have to wait. Now, sir, you'll need many suits for many occasions. Yes, indeed you will.
Now, wait a minute. I only came here to get a coat.
Now, sir.
But I can't buy all these things. You would have to wait a long time to get paid.
A long time, sir, a long time. Why, I'd be glad to wait forever. Yes, we can wait forever.
Well, all right. I'll take the coat now and get the others later.
Fine, fine. Your address, sir?
I don't have one yet. I'm moving.
Of course you are. A busy man, I'm sure. Well, take my advice and stay at the Ritz. It's the finest hotel in this part of London. I'll call them and tell them to expect you. Leave it to me.